Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand Grand and Baba, Doc Jones and Mama Ya, Lucky, Stormy, and then Antoine and Geraldine, Doc Sobo, Sister Parsi, and Brother DeBrill send forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain. Glory be unto their name, for they train us to adhere to the teachings of Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey,
I say again.
Indeed,
all the good African energy we can send out to the people of this here evening on Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We always want to thank Sister Jackie over there at MasterGriot.com for allowing us the opportunity as well as the responsibility of listening and learning with the people all at the same time. Big bro, what is the going zone?
Man, as always, trying to overthrow white supremacy, bro.
Yes, indeed. What you say is an uphill journey.
But we sure enough got to keep climbing all the time.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. That is correct. That is correct. You know what I'm saying? We got to do it. If our children grow up singing, we shall overcome for anything other than entertainment purposes, my living has been in vain.
Amen, bro.
That's the way we feel about it. We definitely want to thank you all for tuning in this evening with us for a Real Talk with Brothers Keeper on Blog Talk Radio. And as usual, it goes down every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Memphis time. Don't know what time it is your way. Some of our brothers and sisters are a couple of hours behind us. Some are a couple of hours ahead of us. Just depends on what part of Caesar's land you may you may be held captive in, I guess. You
know? Yes, sir.
You say Pimp Caesar got this shit sweet, changing the times and the seasons for no other valid reason other than I can. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, we celebrate
New Year's Day, January. Somebody in Japan celebrates it, what, around April to March or something? New Zealand subject to have their New Year's around July, man. I'm talking. You crack us up serious, ain't you, man? Again, on this evening, man, we're going to be speaking with the brothers from Human Rights Radio, our brothers who join us quite frequently, and it's always a good conversation with these cats on the phone. So we're going to go on and bring them on. Zalango, brothers.
Hey, Zalango to you, brothers. How y'all be? This be Brother and Banner.
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
Hey, Zalango, brother. This is Brother Inco Yuhu out of Durham, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yay, what's going on there, brother? Good brother.
Yes, sir. Yep. Always.
Hey, brother.
White supremacy, as usual. How y'all doing, man?
You know, can't do nothing but what you said. You know, it's like a necessary part of our human existence to try to situate things so we can be what the Creator intended us to be. You know, and
exactly.
Showing up around these monsters, they ain't showing no love on nothing like that.
Not at all. You know,
but it ain't for them to do. It's for us to do, and that's by trying to find out what's really going on around us. And like Malcolm said, you know. Then and only then can we make it act in a more desired way. You know what I'm saying? Defining,
right.
Decoding this phenomenon. That's all we're doing.
That's right. That's it, man. And we it's a trip you say that, man. We had a situation down here about a month ago where young brother went into an Arab store, and the Arab clerk came out and shot him and killed him. And, you know, somebody in the neighborhood took it upon themselves to take care of the business to make sure no one else would ever patronize that store again, you know. And, you know, my thoughts are like there does come a time where the prey has to become the predator in order to survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what they say, it ain't so fun. Hunting ain't fun when the rabbit gets the gun, is it?
Yeah, for sure. You know?
You know, for sure. You know, there's no At least nobody responded like Israel responds. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you talk. Hey, look, man, and that's the whole thing, man. When the United States feel like it's threatened, then it responds with the most fierce and most harshest tactics that they can come up with. When Israel thought that Israel felt that they were in being threatened, and then they responded with the most harshest things that they can say, and they say, yeah, we're going to kill the children because they may one day come up and try to fight our children.
Yeah.
So when black folks stand up for themselves and we say that we're going to do whatever we need to do by any means necessary, people are appalled and they're shocked. And black folks are like, no, we can't do that. And I don't understand why. I don't understand.
why is he going to kill Massa? People ain't bad. Massa been good to us. You hush that talk.
Even if you just talk about, like Brother said, just expressing the same human self-determination that all other nationalities of people, you know, like Brother Jamal, you started off talking about, you know, everybody don't celebrate New Year's on January 1st. Well,
right.
Really, New Year's really comes the day you were born. You know?
Exactly.
That's when you should celebrate a New Year, but he's into tricking people into thinking that, and if you don't think that way, that it's January 1st, then Something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't even have Thanksgiving on the same day in different in other countries or any other celebration. And a whole bunch of them don't have a bunch of these celebrations over here. But they would never let you think that, so that you think you out of place. But studying who you are and the circumstances you're dealing with will help you better understand, you know, there's another way.
Oh, yeah.
Another way.
Oh, yeah. First, we got to have a mindset to even begin to study. I mean, we've been... What Bobby Womack say, been down so long, getting up ain't never crossed my mind.
Okay, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? So these folks that beat us down so much, it's like, man, you know, what? Okay.
I think among our people, from all indications, things is happening, you know, like yourselves with the Brothers Keepers, and all across this country there's young folks and older folks working together to make a better situation for our people. And I think we're all starting to, we've all always understood that it's going to always begin with a re-education process, and that's not an overnight kind of thing when
right.
you think about how far away we've been taken from just, you know, even thinking about human rights. I mean, being born with rights, that all human beings are born with rights. So what is somebody coming around talking about they're going to do something, you know, pass some civil rights for me for? I mean, I'm a human being. I don't need that. I'm born with rights, you know, the dog, the dolphin, you know. They catch you on the curb whooping on a dog, they'll put you in jail for cruelty to animals.
Right.
Dog don't complain, you know. But the dog born with rights. And I think our understanding of the need to learn will come from our understanding that we are born with rights.
Yeah.
We are born with rights. We got to just know. That's what Malcolm said. That's what even Reverend Dr. Martin King said in from 66 on, you know. Nat Turner was stressing that, you know. Harriet Tubman was stressing that. We are born with rights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and we can secure these rights by any means necessary. And I think that in light of, if you just look at the world situation, like we said with the Israel and those Arabs that in the 50s were called Palestinians, and I don't know what that's about, but
right,
they were just
right.
Arabs in that region of the world, and
right.
then all of a sudden they became Palestinians. Maybe it's just to fit the Bible story so they can do their little Bible thing over there or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other issue. But they're justified in killing thousands of people, kidnapping a dang old UN representative, holding them captive for a couple of days, using white phosphorus on them folks, you know. I think African people need to recognize that no other people have any more rights to self-preservation than any other people do.
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah.
That's just common sense. That's not a declaration. That's just common and to know that you're born with rights. You know, you don't need no, you ever try to represent a household, that's a difficult task, let alone think you're going to represent 100,000 people or whatever, a million, 200 million people, and no one person could ever do that, nothing like that. But, you know, we need to get everybody knowing that they're born with rights, and that's the first thing we're going to know off top. We don't going to get no student rights. We ain't going to go get no workers' rights. We just got our human rights, so that everything covered.
Yeah, the whole gamut.
And then also you can look at the plan they got for you. You know, they was talking about the homeowners and all that's going to help people with mortgages and all that right there, that bankruptcy crisis that they're going on, that's going on, and the foreclosure crisis. Well, they were saying today that, yeah, they're going to help some folks with their homes, but only those that's deemed credit worthy.
Uh-huh.
And see, for our people, we know what that means.
That means us. That means not us. That's what that means.
You know, what means not us. You know what I'm saying? That's what that means. And, you know, and then they talk about the money, talking about giving the homeowners. They want to give $7,500 credit, you know, to new homeowners.
But let's go back a bit. Look, can we go back historically and look at how this situation came? After World War II, see, them white folks in Europe, them good peace-loving white folks, they bombed each other into another stratosphere, you know. I think Germany got 131 cities got bombed over there. I mean, they wasn't playing. They was slaughtering white folks, you know. They got that thing, you know, so there was nowhere in the world for anybody to manufacture anything in the world but right here in the United States. So they had to keep them a workforce, you dig what I mean? And so they kind of like allowed the pretense of a serious labor union development thing going on and stuff. Because it was, but then when 1969 came, and the Federal Reserve Chairman, I think it was Volcker, one of them boys said, "We cool now. We got what we need. Europe's back up, retooled. We're getting ready to bring Asia online now." So, and you've been watching a gradual take back. There was like a $64 trillion transfer of wealth from the real, real rich, and created this illusionary group called the middle class. They resemble the class that was once called the planter class. They vaporized them too when they didn't need them no more. And that's,
right.
So right now what you're seeing is that $64 trillion that was transferred from World War II to 1970 being taken back from the folks that were allowed to think that they was a part of the posse, you see. And they never was a part of the posse. And that's what you're seeing going on with all these the housing, all these different financial groups and all that stuff.
Mm.
That's all you're seeing going on. They're taking that money. The rich is taking that money back. There was never no middle class before World War II. Go back and research it.
No,
you was richer, you were straight poor, man. They didn't play that stuff before then.
None at all. And you know what the rich folk are saying now? April Fools.
There you go.
Right.
And they letting cats just straight okey
doke. That's right, in January.
But then also we must look at the fact that during the time of the Great Depression, around 1926, with J.P. Morgan, single-handedly caused the Great Depression and everything by doing exactly what we're seeing right now.
Well, depression, it depends on how you say it, because Henry Ford made $5 million down there every year, that so-called Great Depression.
Well, but he was also part of the group, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he was also part of the boys.
It was a shake,
you know. Exactly. So these boys who are over this Federal Reserve, if that's what you want to call it, which we need to start calling it what it really is, you know, these Bilderberg groups and these Fortune 400s and
yeah,
all
it's
these.
Not, it's nothing federal. It's nothing federal about it.
Nothing federal at all.
Private. It's a private investment group of people.
Exactly.
90% don't live in this country, and 90% are anonymous. You can't even find out who they are.
Exactly.
The ones, they print money, you know what I'm saying? They take worthless paper and they turn it into cash.
Exactly.
I like that job.
What
did
you
say?
The Federal Reserve is just about as federal as Federal Express.
Well, there was
exactly.
There was several court cases. One cat was driving one of their cars and got in a wreck and sued the government. And they said, no, you can't get no money out of the government because it's a private thing, man. It's just an instrument that the government used, but it's not nothing. It's not nothing governmental.
Yeah.
There are other cases that have been proven on that. That people need to go research that whole the creation.
Because the IRS ain't nothing federal about the IRS.
Man.
It's a private entity. It's not federal. It's not
government
related at all.
That's a hit squad. That's the highwaymen.
Exactly.
In Europe, man.
Exactly. And what people, what people need to research is the fact that according to the IRS on its own website, it will tell you that wages cannot be taxed. Yeah. Only income can be taxed.
That's
but
right.
What the people don't understand is when they sign these W-4s, I think it was, what's it called, W-4, you automatically give the Federal Reserve a gift of 35% of your paycheck.
That's right.
Every time you sign one.
That's
so
more
when
the than
people,
what the good law would ask for.
Exactly. The good law don't give a 10%. They're getting 35%. That's they're getting the law's share three times. And a half. But people need to understand when they're filling out these, because they slide this in with the paperwork, and they don't explain it to you or nothing. They tell you you have to sign this thing. But what people don't need to understand is they don't have to sign that.
Brother,
and
you know,
if you,
how all these folks can get away with these billions, and yet you go by the store and about 15 jokers wrestling one cat down over a loaf of bread.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this somehow, I mean, don't they tell you something ain't right?
Man, a whole lot of stuff ain't
right. A whole lot of something ain't right.
Yeah.
But this is the education that the people need to get.
Well,
you know, people need to understand it. We're not. We really ain't supposed to be paying no taxes.
That's right. I mean, really, it's like it's really, if you want to get look at it, it's just like the bully. He just take, you know, he just gangstering you.
Exactly.
That's all it is. You know, it ain't his. You know, it ain't his hallway. You walking down, but you pay him like it is his hallway.
Exactly.
Right.
And there have been court case after court case after court case, where the people are asking that the IRS prove their case. But because people don't know about the court cases that are coming up about this, they hush that up so that they let that person. I know some people that ain't paid no taxes since 1980, 1990.
There was
ain't paying
none up. There was a person down in Louisiana, last year, but the year before, about a year and a half ago, around about August, who got off of a court case, and that's what he did. He asked the government to prove that there's such thing as an income tax, and then the next year you seen Wesley Snipes. I mean, that guy got acquitted. Next year you seen Wesley Snipes get convicted. You know why? Because his lawyer made a statement that Wesley was going to admit that he owed the tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, so how can this guy in Louisiana get scot free in a jury trial while, and 6, 8, 9 months later, Wesley Snipes get convicted? He don't have the same information. You know what I'm saying? You know.
But here's the thing is I can't neither confirm or deny, but what is traveling through the grapevine right now is that Wesley Snipes is not doing any time. That Wesley Snipes was hooked up with the Morris brothers out of Philadelphia. And Wesley Snipes is in Africa right now.
Well, you
maybe,
know,
maybe. You know, they do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Morris brothers, a lot of the Morris brothers ain't paying no taxes.
Elder ancestor Zeus Miles told me one time back in the early 90s, he said, brother, I see you want to stay in the struggle and you're kind of serious about it. Let me tell you one thing. When you're dealing with this hunky, remember he got one rule. I said, what's that, Elder? He said, there ain't no rules.
Yeah.
You better hurry up and know that. Get your little papers stacked up if you want to. He doesn't care, man. He's a gangster. Him a thug, man.
Yeah.
He just gangster people into what he. But I think his days is kind of done, and I think that's why he's trying to change his image on the worldwide level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But on the real, his days of gangster, folks, and just having his way. And because it never was what he knew that had us in the condition we were in. It's what we didn't know. That had
mm-hmm.
that we
exactly.
So
exactly.
His days is done with that kind of mess, man.
Oh yeah.
Let me ask one. I've heard some stuff, man. I want to know if one of you brothers have heard anything about it. I've heard that the U.S. is going into Africa, trying to set up a police like presence or whatever, some to that degree. In Africa, every state in Africa.
Except for Egypt,
yeah. And they're like going in offering financial assistance in order for them to allow them to set up these roving military spots.
My
Y'all
brother,
heard anything about
my brother, are you suggesting that they had another Berlin conference?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, these uncles are always that's the prize right there.
Exactly.
Access to the most mentally rich part of the earth. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole prize that they be all about. And unfortunately, exactly. I mean, for our people, that was part of the need to make us not want to think nothing positive about the place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's still mentally. It's really really rich. Some of the most fertile land on the earth produces minerals like it ain't nobody's business even
that's
today,
right.
You know, and stuff. And they just greedy, man. They want everything. They don't want their share.
That was the reason for our exaltation. You know, that's the reason for our magic mulatto, because that was the entryway.
Well,
that was the
by any means necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
He's a sophisticated savage. His goal is to maintain control at all costs, and if that means he'll get in the background and put somebody that don't look like him on the stage, he will do that too, because he's in charge.
Yeah, I've even seen, I saw a video that deemed the brother to be the president of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So they've done a very, very good job of so-called cleaning up their image, you know what I'm saying? And the program you were talking about is U.S. AFRICOM or AFRICOM.
Oh, okay.
Unified Combatant Command of the United States Department of Defense that is responsible for U.S. military operations and military relations within 53 African nations, an area of responsibility called covering all of Africa except Egypt.
And ain't that monstrous, man?
Mm-hmm.
What business is it? I mean, you know, let's get real. White folks represent 7% of the world's population.
Yeah.
7%. I know. They look like they're everywhere because they don't put you in movies when they feel like it.
Yeah.
So your world's view is what a movie show you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you get out the little enclaves of crackers and you find out there's a whole world out there that don't look nothing like them. You go some parts of the world and don't see them, even in this country.
And then the question comes up, how can so few rule so many?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It might have been their time, but it ain't no more.
And the only way that they can do that and legitimately get away is that they know what it is that you don't know.
I don't know. I think they really limited on what they know, because the way they go about their business, they act like a dang on fool all the time. I mean, believe me, they're scandalous. They're diabolical, but... At one point, somebody would have to say, "Hey, man, you know we're gonna have to pay for some of this stuff we do."
No, that don't even matter.
It will.
The thing about it is, you know, just like the so-called brother that taught George Washington the Masonic codes or whatever they say. This brother, I mean, long as they got us that will run and tell them everything that we got going on. If five brothers get together at a crystal restaurant and say they're going to come up with a new sandwich, before they leave, one of them is going to tell somebody what they just got through talking about. You know what I'm saying?
There's no question in all situations. That's why I'm in the human rights, because, you know, when you're in the human rights, one thing I know is that there's only one way I'm going to get my human rights. That is, I accept my human responsibility. I don't got to call nobody. I ain't got to march on nobody. I just got to realize what the great creator spirit blessed me being capable of doing that could be of some use to our people. And obviously we in the need of some things getting done. And by doing that, the Lord has truly blessed me. And I tell anybody I've been doing it for 25 years. Malcolm Nim was right. It ain't nothing like look at all the faith people putting in other things, man. You know, I worked this job 15 years. They're going to like me and they're going to pull me around. It ain't happening, man. It ain't happening. You know, they're cutting down. And I don't think I would want to go face the ancestors and say that the solution to our problem in the end turned out to be that job that they brought us over here to do.
Man, come on.
I don't think I could say that. We all going to go face them, you dig?
Yeah.
So I just keep on stressing to the people about this human rights thing. It's about accepting, you know, you human beings, you got this human responsibility to one another. In fact, if you don't got no responsibility on this earth, you'd be the only thing, including every speck of dirt, every blade of grass, got a purpose being here. You got one, too. So it's just about recognizing what that is. And, you know, my mama, we was raised like when certain situations go on in the house, then certain responses would be required and certain people would be required to address the concern, you know. And, but if it got to a certain level, then the more responsible of us was you know, we was, that means certain situations like the one that we are in as a people right now, in what they define today as post-racial America, need to take serious our situation. We really need to take serious our situation. You can't scream, Brother Manu M. Pim out of Criminal Enterprise Code, Oakland, California, professor of African Studies at American College, said, folks that were writing Bush complaining about what happened in Israel, in that region of the world over there, now they don't write no more because give the brother a chance. He's going to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
We better pay attention. And if you think the same white folks that didn't get in an uproar about Katrina actually voted Barack Obama in the office, you are out of your mind, man. You
know, you know, crazy, somehow
I don't believe in dinosaurs either. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about me, okay?
Like one guy said about the dinosaurs, how come we ain't found none intact? I mean, it's supposed to be that many of them. It has to be at least one or two in the glaciers or somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Some had to go down, you know what I'm saying? And they're so crazy, man. I was listening to the radio during the whole, you know, so-called election process, and, well, you know, it was some white folk voted for Obama, too. So,
I don't believe
know,
it. I won't believe it.
Changed.
I won't believe it ever.
We think that the devil can find salvation or something, you know what I'm saying?
Man, did you see any uproar about how them black folks got treated in New Orleans?
Hey, not
no.
at all.
Them crackers did not go vote for that. I know some liberal crackers. You dig what I'm saying? And it tripped me out to find that they voted for McCain. They can't believe it didn't work either.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
they're still mad.
Yeah.
Mad as mad can be. No, they didn't vote. Yeah. No, but like, it's like Joe Stalin said, it doesn't count who votes.
It's who counts the vote.
It's who counts the vote. Okay? The crackers know they didn't vote for no Barack Obama. They know it. They mad
yeah,
about
they
it.
Know. And, man, wasn't that the quickest election results you ever saw?
Man, dude threw in the towel when the fight was still on.
Man, I'm
threw in the towel, the fight was still on, man.
Vote 10 o'clock.
Yeah, he already threw in the towel, trying to go to bed.
Yeah, man, that was so
you know,
funny,
no,
man.
No, that like, was a show, man. That was, and I know a lot of our people are very certain that these people operate with the same human values and principles that they operate with, but you're not talking to the same kind of folks.
No.
And not because I say so, because in researching, the one thing you do is examine evidence most of the time after the fact. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And if you look at the evidence that they've left around after the fact, no, you're not talking to the kind of people that you are. And
no,
that's why
no.
you can't believe that they is just as honorary as they is, and they is.
And these folks are just, they ain't nothing but evil, man. Evil. What was so
but
funny,
you know what
man,
the house of people said, brother? The
what
house of people said, one day even evil has to stop.
That's right.
Yeah. Shoot, I want to win. I was saying, I just want to know when, man. A couple of days after the election.
You can believe it if it's up to them, never.
yeah, really. You know, until we stop it, like Khalid said. When Biden
that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to, folks. Initiating positive programs to help our people. You know, it's all right if the white Irish people have a St. Patrick's Day parade or the Polish have a Kashmir Pulaski Day parade. They're not hating on the other white people or the non-white people. They just try and remember who they is, or your city might got a historic preservation society. They trying to keep around some of the old buildings, remind them how their daddy's got their thing on or whatever. That's all good, you know. But
yeah.
for us, we need the same kind of thing. We're not no different than any other people. And when our people become aware of the real rich, I mean, you know, the time we just spent here is so ugly. It is like, who wants to remember it? You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
really bad. But in terms of the time we've been on this earth and been a productive people, it is nothing compared to the time that we've been here. And the fact that we are still maintain some presence of mind at this point tells us it's on. Because if I just read the research, I say, well, I guess they went the way of the MODOK or the Nez Perce or, you know what I'm saying? There's probably about 15 of them in a phone booth down the street now, right? You know what I'm thinking? But no, man. No, it ain't happened that way at all. And, you know, like, you know, and I think, like, the work that you cats is doing and the things that we're trying to do with the Human Rights Radio Network is proof positive that that sustained us throughout the times that it was really even more difficult. And more, because, you know, Harriet Tubman said if she could have convinced more of her people that they were slaves, she'd have freed thousands more. Well, damn, we're not better than her. I'm not going to proclaim that. I can't free no more than that either, you know. The thousands that won't hear it, I can't do nothing about that. But for those that are interested, we hope sometimes the things that we share will at least provoke thought beyond the box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there is a bigger box, man, you know,
yeah,
than they got you contained in. If you don't do New Year's on January 1st, you're really stupid. Well, if your birthday isn't January 1st, you really look really crazy doing that. And it ain't even your birthday. It's your mother who gave birth. You were born on that day, so you should claim New Year's that day anyway.
Yeah. One thing I like to, when I just talking to you, brothers, one thing I like to hear, you know, is that, you know, so many times when you speak of your heritage and your history and stuff like that and the belief and the knowledge thereof, people want to label you as being anti-spiritual. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. If I was in the gym, though, say I was a Memphis Tiger, and I was, you know, Derrick Rose, Memphis Tiger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I come out there and say, I eat, breathe Memphis Tiger basketball. You know what I'm saying?
They love it.
And I'm proud of the tradition of the Memphis Tigers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wouldn't be no problem with that. Nobody wouldn't call him a hater or nothing. As
uh-huh.
long as you were proud of something irrelevant.
Exactly.
It's not going to contribute to your human development. Then, okay, they'll give you a T-shirt and put, you know. But
yep.
in terms of, no. See, you got over, everybody has to understand, you have a human right to be what you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You just have, it's just not nothing debatable. They get up and tell us, just the right. I know in Illinois they're talking about this concealed carry law, the right to carry a gun to defend you. I mean, they say if you feel like somebody's going to kill you, if they do, call them and they'll do something about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be after they kill you that you get to make the call. You did.
Yeah, of course.
What kind of everything in the creation has a natural instinct for self-preservation. If you disarm that in a person, you don't have a person there no more.
Yeah, it's not even.
You don't even
human,
have an animal because animals have self-preservation.
Yeah, that's the first law of nature. Period.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They tell you if you don't get permission, you just take the little whooping and give us a call, and we'll see if we want to do something about it.
Right.
I mean, just crazy stuff, man. And what's so crazy is, you know, is that the people fall for it, you know. So it comes a time to where, like, man, who you going to be mad at, the pimp or the hoe? You going to be mad at the pimp for pimping the hoe? You going to be mad at the hoe for letting the pimp pimp? One wouldn't exist without the other. Somebody got to have a mind somewhere.
But, you know, if everything operated in an isolated situation, it would be that easy to kind of figure out what to do. But we operate within this dynamic that none of us brung into existence. You dig what I'm saying? We're like placed in this aquarium they call America. You dig? And all the things in the aquarium were placed there before. Just like the goldfish, they dump out that little bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And circumstances often are going on around us that we totally have no, man, just no awareness of at all.
Yeah, because you just look at language, you know, and the language that they teach. None of the languages that they recognize, the major languages, are African language. Not one of them.
I want.
Go to the Social Security office. Go to the post office. Go to the
right.
public aid office. The Secretary
right.
of State's office. Not one African language on the wall. They speak 2,000 on the continent. Then the Negro leaders say, well, we should do Ebonics.
Yeah.
We just gonna stay so disconnected, man. You know, there ain't no sardines in the sea. There's a little bitty fish in the sea. When they put them in cans, they call them sardines.
That's it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Can't find a breed of them nowhere.
Nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, these folks done really did it to us. What the cats say? We've been dealt a blow to the head, which has rendered us dead. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these folks. I mean, and when you look at it, though, it just look like, it ought to be common sense. But then, like you said earlier, though, when you begin to question it, make it seem like you crazy.
I came up in the gym, man, and when that joker said dive, I threw my hands up and dove chest first on the mat like everybody else. I look at it today, and I said, man, you were nutty as hell. And I was in that state of mind.
Yeah.
And some folks can situate you in a state of mind, man. Dive, you dive on the wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's just your mindset. You don't think about it, you know. And so I understand how my people is struggling. It's like Brother Inko and I was talking about earlier, working on a car, you know. You know, if you don't know nothing about it, it's just broke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you know something about it, you can go right to it and get it done and be rolling in a minute.
Yeah.
But that don't mean one dumb and one smart. I think somebody said it best. There's no such thing as smart or dumb. You're either free or you're not.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right, man. These folks, man, it's just a trip, though, man, how actually unaware we are. And, you know, what I've noticed is that it's not human nature to be totally unaware of everything.
Very
you
dangerous.
Know
you know, if they find a fool bump his head, it's very dangerous up in here.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, what I noticed is what happens is that, you know, and what's so fun is that this brother told me that last year, Black History Month, his son was 6 years old. And said his son, they had got to watching something about children in the Birmingham marches. And his six-year-old son asked his white teacher, why did the white people spray black people with water hoses and dogs? I mean, what did black people do to y'all to make y'all want to hurt them so badly? You know, and this comes from a six-year-old. And he said when, his teacher called him, and she said, he said that the teacher told him she was concerned that his son would grow up and think that white people were bad. So when his son got home, he asked his son, you know, well, what did you ask your teacher? And he, you know, the son told him, of course, he's 6 years old, so he doesn't really have the heart to lie, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And said he told his son, you know, well, that happened in the past, and God has worked a mighty work in the work of all people and all this stuff. And
it is tough, man. You know, that is,
you know,
that is tough. I mean, having raised kids myself, and as I got into the understanding of the situation better than we was in, you know, my son especially would go to school and just let them crackers know, y'all ain't shit. You know?
Yeah, seriously.
And I ultimately had to homeschool mine, just coming to the realization that they can't possibly answer that question correctly for that child.
No.
They can't.
They can't. They couldn't tell and hold that child's respect.
None at all.
They could never do that. They could never do that. You hear? They couldn't answer that child correct that question for that child and keep that job.
No.
Let the word get out. Let the word get out that they told that child.
And what it is that, and she knew that she didn't have a correct response for him.
She didn't want,
just like Malcolm said, you know, when they can't do it, they'll find somebody, and they found this young man's father to do that job for
mm-hmm.
them.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
And, you know, when the brother told me that, you know, and I had to hold my tongue from being very combative, you know what I'm saying, because I was angry
mm-hmm.
at his the way he handled it. You know, so I said, you know, that's your son's innate warrior spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And what you did was you just crushed his spirit.
Mm-hmm. You disarmed him.
Exactly.
You just let him know he's sitting with a savage for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
Because his next question is, why you sit me with him?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
And so you just can't have that conversation. That's why you got Negroes out here acting like Barack Obama and the White House is such a big deal. Because that to them is like, oh, all of our struggle has been complete. He's made. He ain't put him there.
Man, did you hear about the Negroes saying that since Barack is in office, ain't no use for Black History Month no more?
I heard that nonsense too, man.
He made $700 million. You know what
I'm saying?
That's crazy. $50 million. You know how much of do you think we donated? We don't even have 1% of the wealth.
We had a lot of
change,
brother.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got what, 7 cents on the dollar or something like that?
Yeah, 7 cents.
You know, so, you know, we didn't provide that money.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you, what they gave me was he raised it on the internet. People donated a dollar and $5.
Hey, I can tell you truthfully, I researched with brothers and sisters out of Chicago from 88 till 98. And, you know, out of all the folks that come up out of Chicago, there's one name we never heard of.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. And I know these sisters and brothers know they research, man. If he
exactly.
was anywhere around, they wrote him a resume.
Man,
of course they did.
Didn't he lose to Bobby Rush?
Man, look, every offense he ever got was given to him by the Crackers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they let him steal Lou Palmer's wife's seat in the legislature by saying her petitions wasn't real, you know. And they ran a white boy out the Senate seat out of D.C. by saying he and his wife was going to naked clubs, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me the Negro voted present 121 times in the couple years he was in the Illinois legislature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he don't vote for nothing. That's probably the record, man.
So he's a neutral dude.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I love everybody.
He's a neutral guy. We got a call on the line, y'all. Let us get this. You're talking 901. Are you there? Real Talk with Brothers Keeper.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, sis?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Trying to maintain. As Brother Yelly says, always trying to overthrow white supremacy. Brothers, this is Sister Lisa on the line with us. She's spearheading the program we're doing Friday, man. While we're sitting here talking, we are going to do a history class. You know, we try to dispel some of this Christopher Columbus mess and what's the cracker was supposed to be the head of medicine, hypocrisies.
Yeah,
Yeah, and all that stuff. So, Sister Lisa, tell us about this program you put together.
Okay, well, of course, we know Brothers Keeper, they're always very they're very well known, and they do a lot of community work, and they're very well known especially by the youth. A lot of the youth, probably more than they know, respect them, and they look up to them in a very, very, very high way. So my problem is that we hear the same old thing about history. Which is nothing wrong with that, but most of the youth don't know anything about their history other than I have a dream, Rosa Parks sitting in the front of the bus, you know, just the same literature over and over again. And the football player, the tennis player, the famous baseball player, but they don't know the true deepness of so much other history that we've accomplished, and why not do it through two beautiful men, you know, that can bring it to them.
No, well, thank you, kind.
You know, they see so much junk out in the street every day, you know, and it's sad to say it's so few black role models, especially young black men that we do have, but you got to put an end to that. But, you know, Brothers Keepers, they're going to bring it. And, you know, I think they would be two good positive role models to do it.
Well, wonderful, wonderful.
Because they don't just teach it or preach it. They show it. They express it.
I know, I spent some time out in the street with them in Memphis back in October 2008, and sure enough, the people love them. I've been out there before when they run you back inside, so I know if they didn't have the love of the people and the respect of the people out there, they wouldn't have been received the way they were received the time I was with them.
We take great delight in doing that, you know what I'm saying? We got where we was taught that we have a blood responsibility and a historical duty to educate the uneducated and re-educate the miseducated, you know. So
that's right, brother.
Through our teachings with the elders, you know what I'm saying? Just our job to teach what we've been taught, you know. So we just thank you again for that opportunity. Where's it going to be? Is at the new study malls, correct?
Exactly. 9095 Mill Branch Road, South Haven, Mississippi.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. What time is it going to be?
It's going to be from 5 to 7, and it's going to be real nice. It's going to be free food, and it's going to be something everybody can enjoy.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.
And I'd like to add to what my brother said that, you know, the key part about it is we have taken the time to sit up under the elders who have experienced it and know for a fact and talk these things for many and many years. We ain't just some two little old cats that jumped up and read one book and now we want to teach somebody something. We go to class.
That's
we
right.
Sit down and we are taught what it is that we should deliver to the people. You know, sometimes we get, you know, we read one book and we are the factual historical evidence of what this one book said, and now we're going to go out and teach the world because we read this one book. It ain't just that. people need to take the time. You know, we've been studying over 20 years in order to say what it is that we say.
That's right.
Because once you are given information, you then have to verify the information that you have received before you deliver it to the people. So I just think, you know, I'm thankful that the elders who have taken us under their wing and taught us how we are to act with the people and how we are to do what it is that we do. And I think it's really because of that and sisters and brothers who understand that because things are different from what it is that you know or things are outside of your level of awareness does not necessarily mean that they are untruthful or designed to hurt you. It's designed in love because anybody, you know, if we didn't love the people, then we wouldn't do what it is that we do. And we take more personal sacrifice than we do accolades and monetary gain.
That's right.
And that's love. That's love right there.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. And Sister Lisa, you're on the phone with two living legends.
Living legends.
Yes, indeed. I mean, the brothers from Human Rights Radio. You all, we got about 13 minutes left on the show, so tell the people about your radio station, how you do it and what you're doing and how y'all been doing it.
Man, if I had 13,000 days, I probably couldn't tell it all, but what we basically done, we didn't, you know, they sell these FM transmitters, you know what I'm saying, that you can go on FM and you can broadcast, and since 1987, we in Springfield, criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. We've been doing it, and Brother Inko came on like in 1998 in Durham and been doing it ever since. And another cat come on in 2000 down the road from me here in Illinois. And we just think it's the, another means to, you know, to get information to the people 24/7. We've done it now for quite a while, and we just think that as often as folks can do it, they need to do it. Because, you know, they sold us these cheap, overpriced radios any dang old way, and we need to make use of them, you know. We got a house full of them. One in every room, you know. And we can just get programs like what you all are doing here, on, you know, and play them. We do, in Springfield, we do daily programs. And you brothers have been guests on several times in Springfield. And we just interview folks from around the country and put together a pretty good library of information. And that's what we do 24/7, play information. So if you was to come to Springfield to the north side of town, you go to 105.9 FM and you get Human Rights Radio and you can just listen for a while, and over the course of the day, you could hear. I think what you hear is probably gonna blow your mind. You ain't gonna believe it's on the radio. And shortly, we'll be back up on the internet. So wherever you're at, you can catch us at humanrightsradio.net and catch the live stream again. We were not speaking well of Barack Obama, so we had to redo some internet situations and stuff. So folks wasn't comfortable with us and stuff. So that's what's gonna happen. You know, you're gonna. But it's all about, you'd rather them be mad at you for doing what's right than mad at you for doing what's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So at least you got the Lord with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The analysis can't change no matter who it is, what it is, or who it is we analyze. And then I think some, talking about this human rights thing, that's really what we do with the network. We just remind the people you're born with rights, skip all that other stuff. They got the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. They got the Animal Protective League. They got all these, you know, the Audubon Society. All these things protect these creatures. Well, what about us?
Mm-hmm.
And don't tell me some civil rights because I'm not a civil. I'm a human being.
Mm-hmm.
If a dog got rights, I got rights. A human,
that's right,
human rights. And they recognize this. You notice they talk about that when they talk about everything else around the world. And we just invite folks to get a hold of us if they can, you know. You can write us at humanrightsradionet@yahoo.com or something like that, and get a hold of Brothers Keepers here, and they can get a hold to us and stuff, and show you how to do this, because really everybody needs, every community, we need a few of these all over the country. The FCC accused me of saying that I was responsible for starting 1,000 of these stations across the country, and unfortunately I'd have to say that probably maybe only 10 was by black folks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And we need to have these conversations in every house all day. At least the option, least the option for our children that don't want to hear that other stuff to go in their room and turn their radio on and hear something halfway, helping them understand why they catching hell, because they is catching hell. And that's another thing I say to everybody. in doing what's right, you're going to catch hell, but you're catching hell anyway.
That's right.
But you see, you can lie to
the right.
The mailman scare you more than the police do.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
right,
sure.
Brother.
So,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I'm reading that book. You know, I'm a little bit what y'all gonna be talking about. I'm reading the Columbus Conspiracy now by Michael Bradley. You know, so like I said, that is a good topic that y'all need to jump all up on, man, because you know they feed that. That's one of the biggest lies that they tell a young child. You know, about how Columbus discovered America.
Yeah, and they really try to limit our thoughts on yesterday. That's why they give you the Rosa Parks and stuff.
That's right.
We got to teach our children that. See, I was stolen from my folks, my white folks, when I was a shorty, raised up to be a house Negro, you know, and hopefully I'm getting over there, all that stuff. But I spent 20 years after that trying to work with them. And there's two things that white folks don't talk about. One, what was Africa before Europeans, and what was Europe before Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Our children should know that. We wasn't always in this condition.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We was not always in this condition. They need to know that. So as far back as we can take their memory, you back in the Columbus mm-hmm. time. So I know Ghana, Songhai, and Mali got to come up.
That's
let them know, you know. Let them know, hey, we was doing this, you know. Because otherwise, if you think that you was always in this condition, it might be hard to think that you can get out of it.
Yeah.
But if you know that you ain't supposed to be in this condition, you might consider it your duty to get out of it.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right. What John Henry Clark said, as long as you've been taught you've never done anything, chances are you'll never do anything.
No.
That's right.
How could you? You know, it's like I said, if you don't get that Memphis Tiger spirit, you can't really, you know, do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of Rosa Parks, she wasn't even the first lady. You know, it was another lady. I can't even think of her.
So Jerry Drew got thrown off a train for getting out the colored white folks section. You know, she got thrown off.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Ivy Wells.
Yeah.
Ivy Wells did the same thing. Showed up.
That's right.
It was another sister in Birmingham.
In 1800s in California, you know, in the late 1800s in California, a sister, you know, wouldn't get off, you know, the little trolley car thing they had down there, and she won, and got $10 or $20 out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a number of that. I think Brother Jamalo's point is that apparently for some reason some folks chose to bring Rosa Parks to our attention. I think time has really proven what that was all about.
We give up
on human rights and talk about civil rights.
True, yeah. And Steve Coakley busted that wide open, though, when he did the dissertation on the Black Boule.
Mm-hmm. No question.
And the sister who did it right before Rosa, she was dark-skinned and she was pregnant and she didn't have a husband.
You go back and listen to all of Steve Coakley's lectures in the 90s, early 80s, late 80s, And you find one time when Steve Coakley covered Chicago like a blanket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Barack Obama on Steve Coakley's talk.
Never. Mm. Not one time. Not one time.
Find his name. He's been mentioned as a Valerie Jarrett. Everybody knows she's a slum lord. That's why Barack wanted to make her housing secretary.
Mm-hmm.
He got black folks living like they in West what? Somebody's mud puddle down the street.
Yeah, in Emmanuel, the Zionist warmonger megalomaniac.
Yeah, he's a typical one of them daily, off the daily machine kind
exactly.
of people, you know.
Exactly, you know. And so Brother Malcolm said that, you know, out of all disciplines, history best rewards your research, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, look who the brother is surrounding himself by. Now, yeah, as far as his image, I understand our people's, you know, strong love for the brother. You know, as far as his image, you know, well-spoken brother with a beautiful black wife and beautiful black children. Okay, I dig that part, but, man, what is he going to do? I still got to pay Memphis like ass a robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, America's going to be held accountable for its deeds to the rest of the world. It wouldn't have mattered. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you and me go to Detroit, it's all the juries black and all the judges and all the bailiffs and all the clerks and everybody in the courthouse is black, and you still taking your black ass to jail, man.
Exactly.
So it don't matter as long as they run this system. It don't matter who's in charge, who gets to do the final stamping and stuff. That don't matter.
That's all done. I mean, and the brother makes a very
I don't feel no better because a black judge sentenced me to prison.
Not at all. I mean, look at Memphis. You know what I'm saying? We got the
black woman either, really. I don't feel it.
Really. You know, we got two black mayors. We got the black head of, school board superintendent.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All this stuff, but look at the condition of black folk.
We ain't studied slavery.
Here.
We had Negro overseers before.
I love my brother. I love him. Go talk, bro. I love him.
That's real.
He go hit it right to the chase. He ain't cutting no slack, cool.
Can't sugarcoat it. It is what it is, you know.
We're living the reality of the circumstances that we in the midst of. So where I was from, tell them. And if they don't want to deal with it, that's on them. But they ain't going to never say that, hey, the brother knew that these crackers were strong as that, but he didn't say it. No, I'm going to tell you. And what you do with it, that's on you.
With it is what you do with it. You
that's
know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
The truth can't be disputed. Jamal Owens is bald-headed. I might not like you saying that, but I can't argue with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Crackers are evil.
they record. Look at their record. Don't
yeah.
even ask me. Look at their record. And here's what I want you to really look for. Look for the times where the good ones was kicking the ass of the bad ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only time, and then they always want to throw John Brown up at you. You know, then when you study John Brown,
man.
You find out that he had a white nationalist, you know, he had like a helter-skelter type thing going on like Charles
Manson. They broke
Manson.
That cracker down, man. They broke him down. They took
yeah.
everything he had.
Yeah,
I mean, just think
know,
about this stupid cracker. He's going to take 15 people and take over the United States Arsenal.
Right.
He should have been
right.
shot on the way there, man. He shouldn't even wasted all that time getting there.
Man, and that sounds almost as dumb as a cracker thinking the world is flat, you know?
There you go. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Take over the National Arsenal. 15 dudes.
Man.
Stupid, man.
You know, I wouldn't want to put John Brown up at you. You know what I'm saying?
Hold him up as a hero.
Yeah. And, man, if y'all get a chance, man, everybody on the line is probably already. I just watched a documentary talking about Christopher Columbus and the African slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And brother brought up earlier thing with Israel and Pakistan. We have to really, really, really study and see why we have so many problems with all these crackers and sand crackers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was an Eastern slave trade long before there was a Western slave trade.
Man, them hunkies was shipping their mamas like socks and shoes, wasn't it?
Man, what you say, man?
Shipping their mamas and sisters and brothers and stuff. That's how they learn how to slave folks. They practice on their own.
Exactly. And tell me this, brothers and sisters on the phone. What does the word Ethiopia mean?
I guess it would depend on who you was asking.
It would mean land of the blacks, you know what I'm saying?
Land of the blacks, yeah, of course.
Now, when was the last time y'all saw a jet black Ethiopian?
what did Tony Broder say? He went to Egypt. He said he had to look for some dark people.
Yeah.
And all they had out there for him was the hunkies, man.
Yeah, exactly, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, here we are up in arms over the so-called war in the Middle East. You know, as far as I'm concerned, like the teachings say, when Satan begins to cast out Satan, how then can his kingdom stand? Let them crackers kill each other. That's less work we got to do.
Man, let me tell you something. They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
They ain't the genocide, man.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Israel said we're going to respond just like the United Snakes do.
And you know that's why the United States can't say nothing because they did. I mean, let people remember that, you know, it was 1948 when them hunkies got over there talking about that they the chosen people and stuff.
Yeah.
They try to get Uganda. They try to get Guatemala. Then they tell them, man, you hunkies don't belong. Neither one of them. So they took that. And them people over there wasn't called Palestinians then. They were just Arabs that lived over there.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful about that whole situation. And, yeah, it's white on white, you know.
Yeah.
White on white. Let them do their thing, man. I don't argue with them. You can't, you're not going to change them goofy ass. You know,
you can't develop an argument with the devil. You know what I'm saying?
No, because he's going to be true to his nature. And
exactly.
The question
you know.
Is, we're going to be about getting our human rights and be true to our nature, because
that's right.
Salvation. Now, I think we spent, in the human rights thing, they're not an issue, okay?
That's right.
Because if you're in the human rights, you know, you're going to get your rights from the Creator. So in the Creator law, what did Jefferson say? I tremble for my nation when I reflect that God is just and that his justice can't sleep forever. He said the Almighty has no attribute that allows to take side with us. So I'm going to just ride with what Jefferson said. I don't want nothing to do with the dogs either.
That's cool with me. That's cool with me. Well, brothers and sisters, we got like 30 seconds left. Well, yeah, they go on and close us out. We want to thank everybody for calling in. And, man, we always, always good to talk to you, brothers and sisters. Lisa, the people definitely heard about the program Saturday, and we definitely look for the people to be out there listening and learning and kicking it with us all at the same time. And so, yeah, they go on and close us out, man.
Well, once more and again, I'd like to say that it's been an honor and a pleasure to hear and be taught and share and break bread with information with the elders, man. And I just want to keep give you some words of encouragement to keep on doing what it is that you're doing, because it's much needed. And as much as we can help you and as much as you can help us, we can help our people all together get free. So I want to tell you that I love you and keep doing what you're doing. Sister, you keep on pushing on, doing what you're doing, and together, I promise you, we will make a difference.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am.
I am.
A revolutionary.
I am.
A revolutionary.
Yes, indeed. Let's go make good today. Let's go make good black change, black people, black power. We love y'all. Same black channel next week. Peace.
Peace.